Let's pray. Father, thank you for this church. Thank you that we can be a people who value one another just as we are, the way that you've made us and designed us, that each of us represent your image in a special way, in a unique way, in a different way. So we don't always want to be the same. We don't want to blend ourselves into some hodgepodge soup or whatever. Lord, we want to be individuals, and we want to strive to become everything you desired for us to be when you created us uniquely and specially. And so, Lord, we thank you for Miss Alice, who's our oldest member and so treasured and loved. We thank you all the way down to our youngest member, our youngest person here in the room. And we're so grateful to have this mix in this time, that each and every Sunday we come together and we're reminded that we are a family. That we are a family because of Jesus. And we'll celebrate that again here in a little bit as we take the Lord's Supper together. For now, Lord, we ask your blessing on Tim as he comes and brings us his second message in this series. So grateful for the time that he's been able to put into this and the wisdom that he has shared last week and will share again this morning. Pray for Gary as he's going to speak for us next week, and then for Bill Weehy, who's going to speak for us the week after. We're going to hear from different voices about what it means to be a people who exchange the individuality of Babylon, whatever that empire is, for the communion of God's family. Bless our time this morning in your word, and we love you. Amen.